All aboard the Hot Mess Express. I'm your host, Mark Johnson. I have a new type of episode that I'd like to try out. It's called Crockpot Corner. This will just be me, your resident crockpot. For those of you who don't remember from previous episodes, my friends and wife have referred to me as a crockpot because it takes me quite a bit of time to process and stew, if you will. So I don't always have an answer right away. Sometimes I have to think about something, other people's opinions, viewpoints, how I feel about it. It takes a little while. So like a slow cooker and a crock pot, you put some thoughts and ideas in there and you let it stew. And then it'll be ready. Crockpot Corner will be just me with my thoughts. This does not represent how Ashley feels or anybody else. Just like Trough Thoughts, if there's anything I say that's incorrect or you don't agree with, I'm open to having conversation. I'm open to hearing why I may be right or wrong. But just in line with the idea of Trough Thoughts itself, I want us to be able to have conversation whether we agree on something or not. Be vulnerable, be honest, be able to have hard conversations, agree or disagree, but still do so in love. And hopefully consider a perspective you haven't before. All right, so the first topic of Crockpot Corner will be open hands. I have an analogy slash example that we're going to run through together. Imagine you're holding something in the palm of your hands and your fist is closed because you're trying to keep it safe. You cherish what is in your hand and you don't want anything to happen to it. The closed fist symbolizes us trying to keep control over our circumstances. When we're, you know, not good with ambiguity and options for ways things can go, we kind of want to direct our own paths and keep things safe because, you know, we got it. We know what's best for us. So we're going to keep our fists closed. Now, if I were to try to hand you a gift, would you be able to receive it? It'd be a little hard to receive it when your fist is closed. And for you smarty pants out there, I'm not talking about your other hand. We're just talking about the one right now. And if you want to be a smarty pants, you can close both your fists and then try to get it. Now, even for the smarty pants, if you wanted to crack open a knuckle to try to grab it from me, you're still going to have trouble with it. In order to get the fullness of the gift and to not struggle with it, you have to open your hands, let go of what was in your hands, and receive the gift. So when I talk about an open hands posture, I think about how we look at our life and our circumstances, and we want to hold on tight. Maybe we got a passion or a desire that God has placed on our hearts. That is a good thing that we felt called to. And maybe we feel that we need to hold on tight to it because, you know, that's my passion. That's what God set on my heart. That's my calling. I need to guard it tightly so that it will always be able to fill what God has for me. But what if that's not all God has for you? What if there is more beyond what you currently have? In order to be open to the idea of something new, you have to be able to open your hands and allow God to give you other circumstances. Now, sometimes they may be difficult circumstances that will prune you to prepare you for something else. Sometimes it will be something that's even bigger and better and more exciting than you could have ever imagined. I think there's a verse about that. For he who is able to do immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine, maybe. So when we hold our closed fists, we lose out on the ability for God to open up an even bigger door than we could have ever imagined. Now, there's different viewpoints on theology and how God works. For, you know, what is, everyone wants to be in the will of God. Make sure I'm doing things in the will of God. Making sure I'm making the right decisions. I'm choosing the right choices. I'm picking the right job, picking the right spouse. Having it be exactly what God wanted us to be and to choose. What if God's will was a little bit more broad than that? I mean, we don't know for sure. God's ways are higher than our ways. So we don't technically know what his will encompasses. So perhaps instead of thinking of his will as a set of choices that we make, maybe think about it as a goal or a calling that he'd like to get you to. Maybe God wants you to serve others, and that's your passion. And you have 10 different doorways that you can walk through that all have different paths that get you to that destination. And it's an analogy, so things may break down anyway, so don't try to pick apart the analogy. Just consider this. Maybe door number one is working with kids. Maybe door number two is working with at-risk youth. Maybe door number three is overseas missions. Maybe door number four is an elder in your church. Maybe door number five is working with fill in the blank. You have the choice to walk through different doors. There's going to be different opportunities presented to you. But if you don't have your hands open, you're not going to be able to go through any doors. I'm not talking about automatic doors. These are good old-fashioned doorknobs. How can you open the door if your hands are closed? Again, for you smarty pants, just bear with me. Stop trying to break the analogy. But each of those paths can get you to where he wants you to be. Now, some paths may be bumpier than others. Some choices that we make have natural consequences this side of heaven. Whether positive or negative, there are consequences to the choices that we choose. Does that mean that we won't end up getting to where God wanted us to be? I don't think that's the case. I think our God's a little bigger than that. Think about Jonah. I don't remember all the details off the top of my head of what Jonah was supposed to do, but he was supposed to go to Nineveh. And he's like, nah, they're a mess. I'm not going there. Forget it. He ends up in the belly of a whale, a ginormous fish. You think that's a natural consequence of the choice that he made to go against what God had for him? You think it was a fun consequence, a good one? No. But what happened in the end? He spent time in there. He had his time out. Got spit back out. Said, yes, Lord, I'll go to Nineveh. I'll do what you asked me to do. God's purpose and will for Jonah was still accomplished. He presented Jonah with a choice. Jonah didn't choose the wise choice, the one that would limit the negative consequences inside of heaven. He got eaten by a fish. I can't imagine it's very fun. He could have answered God's call and gone there willingly, and maybe his circumstances would have looked different, but God's still will would still have been done. So when I talk about an open hands posture, I think about there being possible, several different possible options or outcomes that could happen, and they're not always going to be clear what we think is the best. There may not be a one single best. God may have more of a goal or a call that's generic or broad, that he is going to open doors for you to walk through, and you choose which door to walk through as he's preparing you for where he has you to be. Now that can be really scary, thinking about, well, I know what I have now, and I know it's good, and so I'm going to hold on tight because anything that could threaten this is not good, or is scary, or is threatening. But think about it from the other standpoint. If God is desiring to give you another door that he could not give to you until you opened your hands and let go of what you currently had. Hebrews talks about faith. Faith not necessarily being something that we see, but something that we have hope in. Because we know God's character. We know what he wants to do in us. We know that it's for our good. So we can have hope that we have a good Father that has our best interest in heart, that will be working his will in us. So it can be exciting to live with open hands, to think, what could possibly be better than what I'm experiencing now? Or it's really bad and you're like, Lord, give me anything else but this. It can be hard to think of open hands in both directions. It can be either scary or very freeing. I'll give an example of what first came to mind when I started thinking through this open hands idea. And for the sake of this conversation and, you know, brevity for my kids' situation, we had a placement in foster care that was with us for a very long time. And this child desperately needed permanency, whether it was to be reunified with their birth parent or whether it was to be in our family forever. And as a foster parent, that's not up to me. It's up to the judge, all that stuff. But we were presented, or the people as a part of the case were presented, with the question. We have two options here. Both have pros and cons. Neither one seems to be a clear winner. Option one is beautiful and amazing, but there are a lot of concerns. Option two is beautiful and amazing, but there's something missing, and brokenness comes with it. Both have very beautiful things. Both also have heartbreaking things. Which one is right? I don't know that I could answer. And at the time, we really didn't know what the answer was. Thankfully, we weren't the ones that had to make the decision. But even if we did, God still has a will for that child. And no matter which door we walk through, he can still accomplish his will and promises for that child, no matter which door we walk through. Now, I could have held on to whatever idea I thought was the best. I could have clenched my fists till I was shaking, thinking that my decision was best. And like I said, I didn't really know what was best, but let's say I did for the sake of this conversation. How would that affect me? If it went my way, I'd be happy. You know, maybe there would be things that I would have thought later that, oh, shoot, maybe that wasn't the best choice. Maybe I would have regret. I don't know. What if the other option happened and I was putting all my eggs in one basket and then the basket got smashed? Mess everywhere. I'm in pieces. I'm hysterical. I'm mad at everyone. I'm crying profusely because I put all of my hope in my decision making. What if God wanted to take that burden away from me and from us to make the quote-unquote correct decision What if God's will for us is to provide us options, but give us hope that no matter what we choose, He's going to do what He pleases. He's going to carry out His perfect will. You know, I think of as a parent, I try to give my kids multiple, we call them accepted choices. It kind of came out of the love and logic type of thing where you give the children choices, but they're both within your will or what you consider to be acceptable. So you want to choose this shirt or this shirt? Gives them a choice. They're excited, but they know that the choices that you have given them are good for them, even if it doesn't feel like it in the moment. What if that's how God views us? He wants to take the burden of a really hard decision off of us and just smile and say, "My child, it's going to work out either way. Take the stress and burden of trying to make the right decision and choose and walk with me in it. I've got this. It doesn't fall on you." Can you just think for a second of the weight that would be off of your shoulders, knowing that the God of the universe is essentially taking responsibility for the outcome, and that you don't have to feel guilty about whatever it ends up being? That's freedom. That's hope in something we cannot see. How amazing is that? Yet how hard is that? I think there's probably going to be several episodes or conversations or thoughts, crockpot corners about open hands. I think it's going to keep going. I don't think I'm going to have it figured out. But it's a posture that I'm trying to remind myself, knowing that I'm going to do the best that I can to make myself available, to do the things that are in my control. But I'm going to try as hard as I can to pry open my fingers and allow for God to give me options that I never knew I had. Can you think about an example in your life where you feel like you're at an impasse and you don't know which decision to make, and you're so afraid to make the wrong decision that it cripples you? Is something coming to mind? Consider what it would feel like to physically, if this would help you, physically ball up your fist and slowly open it and feel the hope and freedom of a good father replacing that thing that was in your hand with a beautiful thing that you could have never asked or imagined. Think of it as me asking my dad for a car, just a beater, just so I can drive something. And then he ends up giving me a brand new Chevy Suburban with all the things, more than I could have asked or imagined. How much more does your Heavenly Father want to use you and bless you and give you hope for the future? Plans to prosper. But we have to respond. We have to say, "Yes, I am willing. Lord, send me." Open hands. I'm a visual person, so the idea of actual open hands and giving the shrug emoji is helpful to me. I hope that some of these thoughts may have sparked some ideas in your head, things that you could talk about with somebody you know that you love. But as I keep going through this thing we call life, I'm going to stay on simmer. I'm going to think through different things. And every once in a while, I'll come on here and share my thoughts.
And until next time, God bless the Hot Mess Express. Peace.